I'd like to start the meeting. Before we start, because we have so many people in the Village Hall, I'd like to alert you to the fire escapes. It's right behind you, and there's another one to your right, and going out the door again to the right. So, having said that, we'll salute to the flag, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. I'd like to thank everyone for showing up for our special meeting. Next on the agenda will be public comments. Yes, ma'am.
Judy Marcusinas, 31 Alter Alleyway. I brought my deed because one of the contentions is, you know, if I own the property and I deeded it to the village, then the village could take care of the alleyway. I don't own that. The deed says up to, and I've got the plot map that shows that where my borders end. So I'm guessing if I don't own any part of the alleyway, Chris, you probably don't own any part of it either.
I don't like the
sign. And Joel, you probably don't own any part of it either.
I don't own nothing.
So I'm not sure where that leaves us, but
okay.
None of us own Alter Alleyway.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Wouldn't it be more appropriate...
Excuse me, can you state your name, please?
David Lair.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be more appropriate to have comments toward the end of the meeting after we hear what you people have to say?
We could do that also.
Thank you.
All righty. Anyone else? Okay, seeing that there's no further public comment, we're going to move on to the old business, the snow plowing of the private driveways, for the roadways. Some information here. Guy has been in contact with Tony and Jay, who work for the Highway Department, and what we have here are the right-of-ways, Alter Alleyway, Bullis Way, Kathleen Way, Mir Street, South Alleyway, and Water Tower Way. The services were divided up into plowing, salting, drainage maintenance, clearing catch basins, maintaining the road, and other included on some of them, cutting of the brush, Mr. Connolly requesting salting at the end of Bullis, drainage water lines at the far end of the roadway that needed to be kept clear on Kathleen Way. Turnaround safety issues if you don't go into the cul-de-sac on Mir Street. For South Alleyway, there was nothing. For the Water Tower Way, showed that there was some plowing, salting when it was bad, and brush cutting. The main part of this meeting, and as everybody has attended, is that we were going to take each one of these right-of-ways and determine who is going to be responsible.
Responsible for what, sir?
For plowing, for maintenance. And if it is, right now, we're in violation of the law for right-of-way. It's not on any of our maps. Our New York State local roads listing, any right-of-way is not on this. We have to do this on a yearly basis to DOT, which determines the street name, the start of the section, the end of the section, length and width, the type of media, on and on and on. So, in nowhere on these reports that we have to provide to the state are any of these six right-of-ways. So, we'll start with Alter Alleyway. The board?
For you, the assessor, is there a way that we can find out who actually owns that?
Sir, could you speak up?
I'm trying to find out if Lori, as the assessor to the village, could find out who actually owns it. Is there a way we can determine? Because
it would go by their deed. I mean, the assessment just has the property in which they're assessed at.
So in order to find out who actually owns this, is it up to the property owners?
I believe Dave mentioned last time that it would be an expensive endeavor either on the property owner or on the village to do the title search, right, Dave?
Let me just say, I'm the guy that wrote the memo. This was an inquiry made at a meeting here about 2 months ago about the maintenance of a road, and we found out that there's four or five different roads that the village maintains that aren't really village roads. So the question is, how do we do that? Because I know that it's been, you know, the village has been maintaining them. The guy did a chart for us showing what they did. And there's really two ways to do it, I think. I don't know what the configuration is for all the different roads, like who actually owns it. But, for instance, Mir Road, it sounds to me like is one person owns it.
Right away off our deed.
Well, what we have to figure out is there's two ways to do it. One is to take a dedication of the road where we want some kind of description of it, you know, legal description of it. We'd have to figure out who owns it. In other words, on that property, someone would have to go back and just look at the deeds and find out who owns it, take a conveyance of that, the village accessor. And that's the procedure where in the statute we can accept it. It's got to be whatever it is, 33 feet wide, but by unanimously we can say it's less. So that's one way of doing it. The other way is that road by prescription, which is a little vaguer, but everybody got a copy of this. A road by prescription is just means that just over 10 years of use, it's become a village road. But that isn't sort of a self-executing thing. It isn't like we could all sort of agree that that's the case. We'd have to have an actual agreement among the property owners of some sort of agreement that road, as it exists, can be a village road and has been used as a village road for 10 years. And we'd have to have all the property owners up and down agree that that's the case and do some sort of a document or something that could be recorded to reflect that. But I guess either way we go, I think we have to have sort of unanimity among the property owners that we determine are up and down the road. I don't think any of these roads are terribly long, right? Maybe four or five owners max. Mm-hmm. So we'd have to have some sort of unanimity if we wanted to go by that streets by prescription. Because it looks like what Guy set out was that those roads have not just been plowed, some of them, but they've also been maintained. Some of them even fixed, right? I mean, some of them
repaired. At least that's
repaired.
From what I understand from Tony and Jay.
But the other side of the thing is that if it's a village road, then it's a village road. It's not a private road, okay? So, you know, you get the good with the bad. You get the village plowing and maintaining the road. They have to do everything. We'd have to do everything. In other words, we couldn't just say, well, we'll plow it, but we won't. You know, it's a village road. But then it's a public road, so, you know, people can drive on it, park on it, whatever else they need to do on it. So that's sort of the way to go. I think either way we do it, somewhere along the line, we have to have someone take a look at the title work. And, you know, we could get some sort of estimate of what that would be, and we'd have to figure out who's going to bear the cost. Is it going to be the property owners on each particular street, or is it going to be the village, or what? Because I don't know that they'd have to do a full-blown, you know, property search with liens and encumbrances and all that kind of stuff, but we want to know who owns, you know, the property along the way. So the reason I thought it'd be a good idea if we had a meeting is we could see if there's sort of unanimity, if people want that or if they don't want it, and if so, you know, what's the best way to go? And it may be different for each particular street. I don't know if it's going to be the same for all the streets, depending on what people want to do. So
we should hear from the residents that...
Yeah, maybe we should just do it street by street and see what they think the situation, you know, what is it?
Well, I know before you came in, Mrs. Marcusinas spoke and said that her deed does not show that she owns Alter Alleyway. She owns up to it.
Up to it, and so do the surveys of the property. It shows where the pins are,
yeah,
where my property line is, and it's up to the edge of it. It also shows that it's 12 feet wide.
Hmm.
And I'm guessing you find it that way, so are there are seven or eight property owners that are on either side of the alley.
So let's just go through it one by one. What's Alter Avenue is
Alter
Alley. Alley. How many owners are there?
Well, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've got eight, and I don't know who lives on the corner of Near and
That's right behind you. So nine.
Nine separate pieces altogether?
I believe so.
Okay. And you think your deed only goes up to the edge of it?
I know my deed only goes up to the edge of it. I have a copy of it.
Okay. And does it mention it? In other words,
are you right
on the corner?
I'll read you the words.
Yeah, okay.
It says, because it doesn't...
Can I see the deed? Can I
certainly.
See that?
The last sentence here,
yeah.
Together with.
Yeah, okay, so together with the right title of interest into the use of a certain alley in the rear, that's in the rear of the building?
I can't hear what you said.
Okay.
Yes, it's
please, there's no talking. We got one person, one-on-one here, please.
My property is unique in that it has really no front entrance. I have two rear exits, and they're both onto the alley.
Okay. If it doesn't do that, so I'm just going to write your name down, if you don't mind. And do you have access through any other way? In other words, is that your only access to your property?
You talking to me?
Yes, I'm sorry.
That's it. That's the only access.
Okay. And who else is on Alter Alley that gets access on the alley? Is there access on both sides?
Some of the property backs on.
Okay.
But access on. So speak up there, Chris and Joel. And
yeah. So who else has access on this?
Excuse me. Sir, please stand up and state your name.
Keith Pryor. I'm at the end of Alter Alley.
Okay.
Keith Pryor, P-R-Y-O-R.
That's the only way we can get into our garage.
Okay.
That's true.
And Keith, are you married? Is there another owner?
No.
Okay. And what's your written address? What's your street address?
It's actually near.
Okay. So you take that alleyway to get into your garage, and that's your exit. That's your entrance to the
right.
House. Okay. I just want to get a list on each of the alleys, and then we'll have a name. And you know, go ahead. Anybody else? Yes. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Please stand and state your name.
Nicole Stravell and Robert Child Rose. We have two addresses: 3 Alter Alleyway. And 73
Town
Street, and
we're on
Mere Street.
On
the corner,
then.
Yep.
Okay, it's Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, Stravell.
Yes.
And what's the name of the other owner?
Robert.
Yep.
Child Rose.
Okay. And any other owners on Alter Alley?
Ma'am, please stand up. State your name.
Hi, I'm Linda File. 11 Alter Alleyway. I own it with my husband, Joe.
Joseph or Joel?
Joel.
That's 11 Alter Alley?
Right.
Okay. Do any of the houses front on the alley, or is it all...
yours is kind of sideways.
Yeah, it is.
That's how you get there.
Right.
Yeah.
We're kind of in the center of it, yeah.
Anybody else?
Right here.
Sir.
Hey, Benton. 40 Fairview Ave.
What was your first name again, please?
Dave.
Okay.
40 Fairview Ave. But are you actually on Fairview Ave?
I'm actually on Fairview Ave. My garage is on Alter Alley. And when I first moved in, I got a letter saying I can't park on Fairview Ave. So I got to park in the village if I can't use the alley.
So you got a garage back there, and that's how you access it through the... Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any other owners on Alter Alley?
Yes, ma'am. Please stand up.
Christiana Cronow, 21 Alter Alleyway.
How do I spell Christiana?
Christian, and they have an E on the end.
Okay.
And it's K-R-O-N-A-U.
N-A-U. And what's the address again?
21 okay. Alter Alleyway.
And that's like your mailing address? Is that where you get mail? No.
That's my street address. I get it at the post office,
okay.
Box 88.
Okay. And anybody else? Is there anybody else on that street? I'm sorry, yeah.
Excuse me. Who are you and what do you do?
I'm the town, I'm the village attorney. If you got a notice, you got a memo from me explaining why we're here. Sorry. Any other people on Alter Alley?
There are several people that back onto it. Josh Webb is one who has property that backs onto it. Tim Luxner's property backed onto that and had South Alley on the side.
Okay, Joshua Webb?
Yes.
And then any other owners with Joshua Webb?
No, I don't think so.
And who else? Luxner? Is
Luxner, L-U-X-N-O-R.
And what's that person's first name?
Tim. And then on the other corner with South Alley and the alleyway is, I think their last name is Risley.
Jeff.
Okay, and so then Marcia and Joel Montrose, but unlike the Evans and Keith Pryor, their garage does not enter from the alleyway. They have entrance on Fairview, but I believe their property back into Alter Alley.
Okay. So there's about, you give me about 10 different property owners, and you think that's everybody up and down, and a lot of people abut from the rear. Some people have their only entrance.
Yeah,
the property.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And so I wonder if all the, well, we'll have to check and see if all the deeds read that way, that it's, you know, to, up to the road. Somebody owns that. I mean, you know, whether we have to go back or whatever. You know, that's going to have to do with how it works out. I guess maybe we should, you want to just try and go through street by street?
Yes.
So the other part to this is those alleys didn't have names. You notice my deed was dated in 1989. And it's not named. It
yep.
just says an alley at the rear. Mm-hmm. The naming of it did not come into effect until 1997 when 911 put in all the information.
And so some people have 911 addresses on Alter Alley, but that's how emergency vehicles access. What do people want to, I guess what I'm trying to see is,
you want to go street by street?
Yeah, I guess we want to make this as cheap and easy and legal as possible. Okay, we got a problem here. We got to, you know, we don't want to make this some huge project, but we want to make it as easy. We don't know who owns the alley right now, but we can figure that out in some fashion. I guess my question is, is there unanimity that you would want it? Does everybody here want it to be a village street, dedicated as a village street? I mean, is there people that don't want it to be a village street?
Yeah, I'm fine. I mean, if you look at the chart that guy put together, you know, the village has been doing. I mean, if it were a village street, would there be any more services than we're getting right now?
No, I mean,
I'm fine with this, so I'm
yeah.
I say yes.
Okay. Does anybody say no, I guess, on Alter Alley to converting it to a village street or seeing what we have to do to undertake to make it a village street? Anybody say no?
What's going on with it the way it is?
Nothing.
Why are we here?
Because, as I said when I started, there was a meeting here about 2 months ago when a question was raised about the legitimacy of the village plowing and maintaining streets or roads that aren't village streets. This isn't. It's not a village street.
You've been plowing it since the 30s, haven't you?
Exactly.
Okay. What's the problem now?
The problem is it's not a village street.
So.
Okay.
Okay. It just came to mind that the village actually owns a piece of property on Alter Alley where
that's
between
true too.
Judy Marcusinus and my house.
That's
yeah.
true.
What do they own? What does the village own?
Well, there's a no dumping sign, and there's a culvert piping.
There's a very big drainage culvert through that piece of property.
Excuse me.
Yep.
2 months ago, the issue was not the plowing the village streets, although I appreciate everyone's concern because I realize that it's not a simple issue.
Excuse me. Excuse me. You make another gesture like that, you will be taken out of the village hall. All right? And I'm talking to you. Mrs. Fort, I'm talking to you. You do it again, You're going to be escorted out of the village hall.
Listen.
I'm running a meeting. You make any more gestures like that, you're going to be out. Go ahead, Maxine.
The issue was the continued plowing of private driveways.
Right.
I did look at the map, and I did study the map. I'm not sure about the concerns that were still raised, whether these areas are driveways.
Who is speaking?
Maxine, please stand up and state your name, please.
Yes, Maxine Bogash, 19th Street. The issue was the continued plowing of private driveways, which our attorney, who's right here, stated was not legal, needed to stop. We needed to have a public understanding, which I fully understand. I fully respect everybody's rights. But the issue was not streets and byways originally. I understand that there may be concerns, that there may be some muddy waters. I don't understand people not understanding their deeds, whether they own or don't own, but I understand that things can get complicated over a number of years. But that was the issue. Certain streets I can see have been, are well utilized by private individuals who may have no other access way, but a driveway is a driveway. Whether it's an ease, a driveway is a private property, and it does not entitle, and is not entitled to municipal maintenance. That was the issue.
No, that was not the issue. Okay, the issue was, it's clear that the village can't maintain private property. Okay, that's clear. So we weren't talking about driveways. It's clear the village can't go in and, you know, plow out your driveway. But the problem is, these are private roads. These roads aren't village roads or streets. So we're trying to resolve, how do we do it? If everybody's on board, that makes it a lot easier. We can do this, you know, think in a more sort of economical way. We don't have to bring proceedings, or we can bring proceedings on consent and do it. That's why I want to just go through street by street, see who owns, make sure everybody's, you know, on board with trying to do this, because if you become a public, if we accept it as a village street, then like I said, it's a village street. It isn't just it isn't your private property anymore. It's just limited to access to you. Everybody can use it. Maybe everybody uses it now. I don't know, but that's sort of what we're trying to figure out here. And at least from what I can hear, at least for Alter Alley, there's some unanimity that we can at least go forward to try, if the village wants to go forward, to make sure that we're doing this the right way.
I just have to ask one question for the people on Alter Alley. Is it paved, or is it stoned, or what is it on Alter Alley?
Is it
gravel, or is it blacktop?
It's mostly dirt, but over the course of years, and I've lived there 25 years, periodically, if there were potholes or ruts or whatever, I would come to the highway garage here, and I'd say to Tony or Jay, if you have time and if you have some crushed stone, would you level out the alleyway, please?
Okay.
And bing, bang, boom, practically before I got home, it was straightened out, and we had a better roadway.
All right. I'm just trying to get a handle on it that, if, like Dave says, if there's some unanimity to this, you know, I mean, there's going to be some, at least for Alter Alley, you know, there's got to be, excuse me.
Fine.
There's got to be some kind of, a preparation that we would have to do, you know, which would increase the price of what we have to do with the highway department, whether it be gravel or blacktop or however, you know, the board decides to do it, you know, to maintain the alleyway. That's all I'm saying.
I would think not any more than is put into it now, because...
No, that's fine. Because I want to go through everything, you know, like Bullis Way and Kathleen Way and all that, you know, whether it's paved or not paved. Yes, sir.
Also, when they redid Lake Avenue, they brought a lot of the old blacktop and spread it out on... And then they ran a
roller
over it.
Okay.
On
Old Reality. Okay. Well, let's move on to let's do Kathleen Way next, because there's only a few residents, I believe. Is there anyone here representing Kathleen Way? Okay. I know that lady. Would you like to stand up, please? And your name?
Susan Keegan.
Yes, ma'am.
I just came to the meeting to hear what was...
Okay. I'm not sure if you got this piece of paper for services that has been provided in the past. Okay. It just says salting and access to some catch basins. So I talked to Tony and Jay also before Guy did, and there's a problem with the trucks going down as far as where you are. You the last one on that Kathleen Way?
I actually on the front of Kathleen on Elm Street.
Okay.
Not the back.
Okay.
It's Nelson's over here.
Miss King, you get access? Do you drive on Kathleen Way, or do you have other access?
I have other access.
So, are you the one that's furthest in on Kathleen Way?
I probably there's Joe Fusco and. Yeah.
So it's an alley in back, but you access your property through Elm Street through the front?
I have a deeded right of way.
You have a deeded right of way on Kathleen?
Onto Elm.
Onto Elm across where? Across Kathleen Way or?
No, straight up from my property.
And who else?
Who? Yes.
Mary Nelson. I have my deed with me.
Okay. Can I just take a look at it? I'm just curious.
It only shows the right of way.
Yeah.
And I believe Fusco's deed is the same way. Yeah. My sister used to own that property, and I also have a copy of her older deed.
Okay.
My grandmother, back when she was alive and she owned that property, she said that some lady in New York City owned the right-of-way property.
Yeah.
Had no idea who it was.
The party, the first part, quick claims to the party, the second part, I'm inviting one half interest to the title. Into the title of the here and above described roadway used for ingress and egress. But doesn't really describe.
I'm going to make you a copy of
it. Okay, thanks. Can you give this back to Ms. Marcinus? I'm going to go back. Anybody else on Kathleen Way? We've got Keegan, Nelson, and Fusco. Is there anybody else on Kathleen Way?
Me.
What's your first name, sir?
Terry.
And do you get access? Do you have access only through Kathleen Way?
The funeral home used to, but when the road was redone, the front of it was widened,
yeah.
So we can actually get into the funeral home parking lot on the funeral home property. And the house on the other side of Kathleen Way, which is ours, has its own driveway.
Its own driveway off Kathleen Way?
Off of Elm Street.
Okay.
And our deed for the funeral home reads the same as Nelson's ingress and egress, because the funeral home actually used to face Kathleen Way, and that was the way to get to it, not Elm Street.
Is the house, your name is Terry Mooney, is the house in the funeral home name, or is it in some person's name? Who's that?
My parents. They're in Florida, right?
Okay, what's their name, Susan?
Tom and Kathy.
Okay. And that's both the house and the funeral home?
Correct.
Okay.
And we've been plowing and clearing the basins and everything on that and paving it for quite some years.
Okay. Anybody else? So I've got Keegan, Nelson, Fusco, and Mooney on Kathleen Way. Anybody else here on Kathleen? Yeah.
I'd like to give the board some information on what you're talking about now.
And there's the other ones coming up. And I have others, too, if you want to look at them and decide what this blacktop is.
Okay.
So on and so forth.
Is there anyone else for Kathleen Way? Okay, let's move on to...
Can I just say, go ahead.
Does anybody have...
Is Kathleen Way the only access for anybody that we've just spoken of?
Nelson and Fosco.
Okay. In other words, you don't have access onto any other road?
Correct. Kathleen Way is our way into our property, okay. Our only way in.
Okay. And the other ones have access through a private right-of-way to Elm Street or to Elm Street? Okay. All right. Are there any other owners other than those four that you know of? Some people might not know.
Let's move on to South Alleyway.
There aren't any properties that open on the South Alleyway, but Luxner and Risley, it's in between their two houses. It goes from Fairview to Alter Alleyway. The piece of village property that Chris Cronow was talking about, it heads right into that.
Okay. Dave, you got any other?
Well, I thought Bullis Way, but maybe Bullis Way is south. I saw he had a picture of a sign of Bullis Way. Is that... Yeah, is that anybody here from Bullis Way?
Bullis?
No, that's Frank Bauer and
right.
Mickey Conley.
Mickey Conley.
That's two apartment complexes. They own the right of way down there. It's a road driveway.
Who's the owner again? Frank Bauer?
Frank Bauer.
Yeah, Mickey Conley on the corner.
So he's Mike Bauer.
Michael.
So he's got access to the main road.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And what about Mir?
Yes, Margaret.
Okay, Margaret Vendusen, I live at 34 Mir Street. Up until 911 took over, the right-of-way was never named. 911 deemed it 34 Mir Street. There are three houses on it, and the only access is to the right-of-way.
And who are the three folks? Is it you, Mark? You're right off, right? I mean,
right.
Are you actually on a right-of-way, or is it your driveway?
Yeah, I have a driveway off the right-of-way.
Okay.
And my nephew, Bob Van Dusen, at 38 Mir Street, has a driveway off the right-of-way.
Okay.
My daughter, Lisa Bransky, has a driveway off the right-of-way.
Okay.
And I've lived there 58 years, and it was always maintained by the village.
Right.
Not maintained, plowed and salted.
What's Lisa's address?
Mine is 34.
Right. And what's Lisa's?
The other two were 37 and 38.
Okay.
Who was the last person, Margaret? You had you, Bob, and who?
Lisa Bransky. Or Lisa Van Dusen, I think it's still the name of Van Dusen.
Nobody on
Bullis. Well, when you said Mir Street, Travell and Nicole raised her hand because she too was on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are on all of them.
Right.
But you're not on. You're not actually on the right of way.
No, she's on the street.
You're on Mir Street.
Oh, okay. So this is okay. Not on the right. All right. So I guess Walter.
We got Water Tower.
Yeah. Did that actually turn out to be?
Yeah, we have two people here from Water Tower, John.
Yes. Please stand up. Your name. State your name.
Bob Woodishine, Water Tower Way.
Is that actually called that, Bob? It's
they named it that. Okay. When they did 911.
Budeshine.
Correct.
And what's the address again?
My address is 10.
Yeah. Water Tower Way.
And that property is not even in the village.
You got a problem, Bob. But you're not our problem.
Yes. Tony doesn't take care of it.
Yeah.
I take care of it, and my neighbor John takes care of it.
We've been here 34 years. We've always plowed it. We've taken care of the runoff, everything. The only thing the village has ever done is the village uses it. We've never minded it before. He gets to their tower. He salts it if there's ice.
Yeah, if he can't get up to the water tower, he salts it.
Okay. Right. So maybe that's enough.
And if we tear it up, we fix it. You know?
No.
Well, actually, you're right away on the right hand side of my house, not the left, not the driveway side. We let you go up our driveway.
Okay.
You actually have a right
only,
way to the right in the woods.
And your name was?
Well, I'm not saying fix it. We damaged it. We
16 water tower.
We do it all. We buy the crusher run. We pay somebody to do it. The only time it was ever fixed is when they put the new water mm-hmm. tower in yeah. at the driveway. Right.
Yeah. I don't think that's less of a problem because obviously we're using that as a right of way ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really
The village is welcome to put their own road to get to the tower.
Well, there's a picture there.
You have no problem with that.
Yeah.
So it's okay to salt that then?
This is actually my house, and you actually have a right of way here.
We're out in the tree.
Oh, I see. They yeah. went the wrong way just because of
that. Yeah.
Because they're how they used to drive.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So there's just two houses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just mine and that might be. Also, yeah.
So, Dave, so it's okay for us to solve that?
Yeah. Okay. We're using the right way to get to our own place. Right?
Right. No, I just want to make sure that we're good. Check that one off.
Would you explain that, maybe? So everybody heard what you did today?
What's that?
About water tower way?
Well, first of all, it appears it's not a village. You can't make it a village street because it's not a village, so okay. that's going to solve that problem. And it seems like what we're doing is we're maintaining that right of way for our own purposes. We're not doing much more than just making sure that we got access. You're taking care of it.
Yes.
You get some benefit, I guess, if they fix it and salt it occasionally, but I guess you salt it also.
Yeah, we salt it too. But.
So I think that one's sort of off the table because it's not a village.
Okay.
Up until the 911, it was a private driveway. Since there were two houses on that driveway, they had to put it as a way.
Okay.
So like we were Route 20 for an ambulance before that.
I think what I do, it seems to me like there's sort of unanimity here about trying to do this at least. I don't know where the board is on this, but I mean among the people. It's just confirming, it sounds to me like it's confirming what we've done. And so that might bring us under the, 10 years by prescription, although I'm not sure it's been used as a road by prescription, if you know what I'm saying. In other words, they're using it. The question is it by prescription? But if everybody's on the team, maybe we can do an agreement or something like that, just as long as we get all the owners and a definition of what the road is and a description of it and so forth. I think what I'd like to do is look at the tax map just to see how this road shows up on the tax map. These roads may be different. They may break up. Like the one that Judy has, it may actually show as a separate road there. Like, how wide is it? You think it's about 10 feet wide?
12 feet wide. 12 feet according to the survey.
Yeah.
Dave?
Yeah.
So, we have to determine who actually owns it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because
right.
because Mrs. Nelson said that they were told that somebody in New York City owned it.
Yeah, I mean,
I think that's going to be a step too, right?
Yeah,
trying to find out what's going on.
It's actually difficult because what happens is, this stuff gets set up. Somebody establishes it in 1910 or 1920. They leave. They deed off these lots to whoever over a period of time, plus a right of way. And then the person who owns the dominant estate who establishes that, if they own nothing. They own nothing. There's nothing there. So. I don't know. I doubt that these places are being separately taxed. I don't know. I'm going to have to take a look at the map. That in that kind of situation, if we wanted to bring some sort of proceeding, I think what we could do is maybe publish against the world, so to speak, if we can come up with a description, by publication. We don't know who it is. We can't find out. That person in New York City is long gone. They died. Their children died. Their children's children died. How are we ever going to find those people? But. There must be some way to resolve this, and we can figure it out in a way that hopefully will require not that much work. I'm sorry.
Would anything need to be resolved with Kathleen Way because we're the ones taking care of it anyways?
If everybody's here's the problem, Mr. Mooney. What I'm hearing from Mrs. Nelson is that she and the Fuscos, that's their only access.
Correct.
Okay. So. We can't be out there working. We can't be out there working it if it's not a village street. And if you're maintaining,
you know, you guys haven't been. He's been plowing the right of way.
Yeah.
And we've been plowing the back part of it.
Yeah.
So you guys haven't really been doing anything.
So what would you like to do? I guess that's do you have a consensus? If you're okay with it, obviously I don't know. What is your checklist, Joe? On that? I don't know.
I can only speak for myself. I'm fine with the way it is. I don't know how everybody else feels.
You said
there's occasional salting. I know Tony has told me that in the past that someone has contacted them just to, you know, lightly salt or salt the roadway?
Yes, once or twice a year.
Yeah.
And
he did tell me that you were maintaining it.
Right. Yeah, and that's not a problem. I can salt because I salt it too anyway. So.
Okay.
We're fine with it the way it is.
Okay.
Okay.
The problem is the way it is though, is that we provide services.
Well, not anymore. I mean,
okay, but we
no, I mean that's just the way we're going to have to. That's why we wanted to have a meeting to see how people feel.
No, I understand that. It's just they just told us that once in a while, Tony goes and does it.
Well, if I ask him to, I don't need to ask him to. That's
okay.
I mean, it's just something that. Right. No.
So okay. That's it, but that's a change.
Yeah. Okay. But as long as they're okay with it. Yeah. That's what I wanted to say. You're okay with that, Ms. Nelson?
Yeah.
Okay. What about this? What about this?
Yeah, Funkos aren't here.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. It's up to them. You got three people here that are okay with that thing.
Is there a drain in the back by your house, Mrs. Nelson? Water, you know, for
there's
the...
Two.
There's two. Okay, so they're maintained by the village.
And those are drains for...
They've been cleaned out by the village since...
Tony has never came back in, so...
We were told we had to take care of them
okay.
when they were put in.
All right. Who told you that? The village, or...
Who was it?
Yeah, the people that did the road.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So we actually don't own them?
I think so.
So we don't, the town, the village. Okay. I was just curious. Okay.
Now, clearing and so forth, but I mean, I've never gone, like clearing the snow off and stuff, I've never opened it up.
Not got down in there or whatever.
And as far as the pipes, I mean, that was something the village put in. We had no...
Yeah, but it goes down.
Any
to
of that.
Trick. Yeah, they need it. Okay. Just wondering if we took care of it.
Now, one other question for that would be if we keep everything the same way it is, and I say that we're going to take care of it, am I responsible if one of those catch basins collapses or something? Do I have to replace it?
Is there a catch basin?
We put it in.
If it's ours, we would have to repair it. Okay.
Yeah, we're not maintaining the road.
It's actually the drain for Elm Street, right? Basically, and the other Tremont, it all comes straight across. If it's our property, the village has to maintain our property. So if the basin goes down. Right, Dave?
I'm sorry, what?
If it's our property, we have to maintain it?
Yeah, I mean, if it's part of our drainage system, we have to maintain it. I don't think that is not you.
That pipe runs all the way through the right-of-way, all the way down to the back track.
But if you're comfortable and with the way things are going, that's why we wanted to have everybody here, to see if there was consensus street by street. So at least what I understand here is there's a lot of properties on Alter Alley, which is probably going to be the most complicated. Kathleen Way, you seem pretty content with the way it is, and you know, the village wouldn't be providing any services other than to take care of that catchment basin. Bullets Way, it looks like the two people weren't here, but they may have other, it sounds like they both have, one. The Connolly property is right on the corner, right? They don't require it.
When I talked to Tony, he was telling me that Mickey Connolly asked many years ago if the village could salt the north side of his property. I also and that's what Tony and Jay have been doing. On the back side or the west side of Bullis Way, when I talked to Tony and Jay, they said that when they go in there, there's a problem, especially for plowing, because there's no way to turn around. So that's the reason why is it Frank? He kind of takes care of the back part of Bullis Way.
But they both have access. In other words, they're not relying on this access.
They have access.
Bauer is. The 12 Bauer apartments is. Back there rely.
Well,
yes.
That kind of matters. Yes. In other words, that's the only access for the 12 apartments?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
So we got to talk to both those guys.
Yes.
Okay.
That one seems more problem.
Mr. Connolly's out of town, so you're not going to be able to talk to him.
Well, that's an apartment complex, you know.
Yeah.
Because I have one myself. But my number's on.
So, Dave, where do we go for...
I think we're going to move forward on Alter Alley.
Okay.
And on Mir Street.
Okay.
We pretty much think that the folks on Kathleen Way are content, and Bullis Way is still open, although if the only access, we've got to take a look and see who owns that and what they've been doing. And,
okay.
And then we got everybody's name here so we can, you know, kind of correspond with you. We make some progress and tell you what we're doing.
In the event, what we'll do is we'll do some more research,
yep.
Dave.
Yep.
But to reassure everyone that's in the room, we'll still continue on the services until we can get this resolved so we can get everybody on board. So it's not that we're not going to stop services because we can't make a decision. We'll still continue, which is only fair, for all of the residents on Walter Alley. We got to check the Bullis Way, Mir Street, and we're pretty. Are we pretty well set on South Alleyway?
Which South Alleyway? Is that
Kathleen?
There was Jeff Risley and
Tim Lockerson.
Tim?
It's the road that connects Fairview
to Walter Alley.
Okay.
Right.
So the services will still be provided until we meet again and we have more information. Okay? All right. Moving on to, do we have any new business? There's no resolutions?
No.
Okay.
Public comment.
For the gentleman that wanted public comments at the end of our meeting. Yes, excuse me. Are you all set? Okay. Yes, Judy.
So what is the plan now?
The plan is that we're going to with all the information that we got, we're going to establish, Dave said that we're going to look at the tax maps for dimensions, and
we're just going to figure out which way to go, whether we do it by some sort of cooperative lawsuit or agreement or whatever, because everybody seems to be in agreement on going the same way, so we're just trying to figure out the most economical, proper way to do it.
Okay. Did that answer your question?
I think so, but if everybody was in agreement, why can't it be done now?
Well, we need more. We need to get more information.
Yeah, we have to have something that sort of defines what we're doing and make sure that we got everybody that's involved on the line, because everybody that's on that street, under that section relating to roadway by prescription, you pretty much have to sort of serve or make everybody a party that's along that road or along that access. So you can't just sort of, you know, we got to get the proper legal names and recitals and so forth.
Yes, ma'am.
With Water Tower Way, we are not signing any right
to
the building.
No.
Okay. All right.
Cool.
Yes, ma'am.
What's the difference, other than the maintenance, if the village takes over these roads that we're talking about, or they're owned privately?
I.
What is the difference, other than maintenance?
It becomes a public road.
Right.
Okay. So anybody could drive on it?
It's a village road.
It's a village road, so anybody can go on. It's not private.
Anybody can go on any of these roads that we're all talking about here tonight.
All right.
There won't be any change. Other than the fact that we'll own it, we'll be doing this the right way.
So the only difference is the maintenance?
The difference is that in some way they would be designated or defined as village streets, which they're not now.
Right.
If they're not village streets now, we cannot be providing services, maintenance, plowing, anything like that. So we got to convert them to village streets in a way that conforms with what the law allows us to do. If that's what people want. I mean, that's the consensus I get here for Alter and Mirror.
Yes, sir.
If the village takes them over, do they become susceptible to the same parking regulations as the rest of the village?
I don't think we've even considered that. I don't think we've even considered that. I mean, we're just trying to get through. I hear what you're saying, but we're just trying to gather all the information to make it based on the general consensus of the public.
Well, the reason I asked the question is some of the people involved may not want that to happen. Directly involved. Like, for instance, be told they can't park there anymore.
Just a question.
Yeah, then that's absolutely right. And unless the village wanted to exempt those streets from the parking regulations, which I don't know that they do. I mean, I don't know physically what they're like, and that's kind of a trade-off for people, you know. Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
There was a lady sitting over there last meeting we had that said she didn't know what she was going to do with her car. She wanted to park it. So these questions have to be answered, just like the gentleman said.
I think that was Ms. Cromwell.
Yeah.
I don't know what she knew, but that was brought up. There was no answer. So we got to really address it, because there's things that aren't being addressed, like my property and Bullis Way. Same thing.
Yeah, you got to make a decision.
It's a complex.
Right.
You got a senior citizen complex by the post office. You're not going to plow that. So, it's either in or out.
Yep. It's all or nothing. Remember.
Is there any other comments before we adjourn? Yes, Margaret.
The three people that live on Mir Street are here. And we're all in agreement that the village should continue as they have for, that I know of, 58 years. Plowed and salted. And we all have off-street parking. We all have our own private driveways.
Well, we're not going to, like Dave said, we're not going to make a decision until we get all the facts and all the information. Yes, Maxine.
I just want the board to consider very carefully about making driveways part of streets that have been plowed by the owners. This seems to me, I understand, I'm talking about that specific issue, not any of the other streets that have been mentioned. And also, regarding the other alleyways, byways that have been mentioned, many are dirt driveways. In the future, if the village annexes these streets with common consensus, then they are also taking on the burden of, in the future, paving these streets, perhaps, and also further maintenance of these streets, which increases the tax burden. So I just want to mention that. I don't want to see anyone else, I don't want to see people disadvantaged or stuck or, you know, have issues, but a private driveway and a private property, we need to consider those boundaries very carefully. And if it's not in the tax record, it should be. And if owners don't step up and say that this is my ownership, an easement is not a public alleyway. An easement is a private property. So I want this board to be cognizant of the fact that you are assuming the burden of the taxpayer here. And if you are annexing private property so it can be plowed, I think you should consider very, very carefully.
Again, Maxine, like I told some of the other people, we haven't got that. I mean, everybody's fully aware of what you're saying, but we need to start. We need to start from square one and get all the proper documentation so we have some kind of semblance here. So, and then we can move forward with the concerns of the gentleman in back, Margaret's concerns and your concerns. But like I stated before, you know, right now the services, you know, because we haven't made any kind of a resolution, the services will still be provided, you know, through, for whatever we have to do.
That's understood. Just also, if the board, before the board rules on assuming, I'm going to say annexation, assuming the municipal maintenance of these stated alleyways,
mm-hmm.
some of which may be private,
okay.
to please present a proposal so that it can be discussed among taxpayers who are interested in hearing what the board might be considering.
Okay. All right. Sir, you had your hand up?
Yes. I think we need legal representation for our side. You've got one lawyer, we don't have none.
Well, this isn't going to be...
you guys don't know what you're doing.
Excuse me?
You don't know what we're doing.
Well, I think, you know, that's certainly true. So, you know, feel free to go, anybody here is free to go and talk to a lawyer. You're absolutely right. I represent the village here. So if you would like to go and consult a lawyer...
Isn't the village the people?
Not exactly, no.
I assume that.
No, well, that's you know, you...
Are you a village?
It's a natural assumption.
It's like a kangaroo court. Are you calling here?
What a village is a separate legal entity here. And I guess what we're trying to do here, the people, when you talk about the taxpayers, I presume the people who live along Alter Alley also pay taxes.
That's right.
And
we all do in here.
And because they live on what apparently is a private right-of-way, even though they pay taxes, they're not getting those services. And it's up to them to decide if they want to have their right-of-way be converted to a village street so they're eligible for those services.
But that was my point when I asked that question, and I really, if you did answer me, it's not very clear. What is the benefit of turning over the right-of-ways to the village, other than maintenance?
Well, right now you have a pattern in the village where they've been maintaining and plowing streets that don't belong to village streets.
Minimal.
Whatever, however you characterize it. The issue is raised at a village meeting, and it's clear under the law we can't do that. We can't provide that service. So the village board can make a decision. Do we wish to try to be able to provide that service that's been provided for however many years to these people? If we wish to do that, then we have to convert these rights of way, these private roads, so to speak, to village roads.
These roads have always been open to the public. It's not like we have a sign at the end that says private. There's no signs to indicate that it's a private road. The garbage trucks go through there.
But it's not a public road. I understand that's been the accepted sort of way it's been done, but that just doesn't comply with the law. And what we're trying to do is comply with the law.
And there's no such thing as grandfathering this in because it's
yeah,
been done?
Did everybody get the memo I sent out? I don't know if everybody They sent out a memo that I did, and attached to the memo was a couple of sections of the state highway law.
Was this in your letter?
Okay. Well, if you look at it, if you read the memo and you look at the attachments there, there's a section of the law that provides for basically what's called grandfathering. Okay? It says if something's been operated and used publicly as a street for more than 10 years, it can be considered a street. But that's not something that self-executes. It isn't like we all agree, you know, here at a meeting that those are streets and then we just go forward. There's a little formality to it.
Well, does that property have to be deeded over to the village?
I don't think we do it that way. No. Because Mrs. Marcus's case, she doesn't own the street. She has some right of way on it. We don't know who owns that.
Now, with Watertown Way not even being in the village, there's no way you can take a right of way, correct?
We're not doing it. Can't do it.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, there'll be more to follow. I know Dave is going to have his work cut out for him. Who would like to move on to the adjournment?
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
All in favor?
Aye.